Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
I've been fainting to dream about you. A color for every girl to be, illustrating the scene around you. A poetry drawn so perfectly. Make sure that every brushstroke finds you. A work of art most certainly. As your body becomes my canvas, the curtains are drawn for the world to see. Keep the lights on, keep them on so bright. I wanna see every secret surprise. Cause when the vibe's strong, turn your wrongs to right, and leave a treasure buried between your thighs. I say keep the lights on, keep them on so bright. I wanna see every secret surprise. Cause when the vibe's strong, turn your wrongs to right, and leave a treasure buried between your thighs. Just close your eyes, babe, and dream a little dream for me. Take me to your special place, babe. Take me to your fantasy. And let me find my way back home, girl. I search until I find the key. Then open up the doors inside you. And then I'm gonna set you free. Set you free. We silhouetted in the shades of passion. I'm trying to get under them tones of you. I'm sketching my arms wrapped around your waist, intertwined till we blend the hues. A king and queen and the bed is a pedestal, the perfect mixture of red and blue. Our life is imitating art in the physical. Our animal thoughts are coming down. Every star in the evening sky seems to light our path tonight. Let's go further, let's get high, till the planets pass us by. Ain't no worries, ain't no cries, just our story, you and I. Let's not wonder about the whys. We got till sunrise to try. Just close your eyes, babe, and dream a little dream for me. Take me to your special place, babe. Take me to your fantasy. And let me find my way back home, girl. I search until I find the key. Then open up the doors inside you. And then I'm gonna set you free. Set you free. Set you free.
Open toe, flat, slammed out strap, suede boots by Madison, got my my silhouette etched in. So elegant, so relevant. Can you handle it? She's killing it.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. I was going back and forth this morning as to whether I was going to do the show or not. It has been so hot here in Seattle, and it's not that I'm really trying to complain or not, because sky's blue, you know, the water is just beautiful and crisp, the mountains are out and all of that, and it's so beautiful here. But, you know, when the temps get up into the early 90s, you know, it's hard for us, because we are not a city that was built, you know, having air conditioning in homes, and because we're just not known for heat like this. And to have it in several days in a row is very, very unusual. It's not something we're known for. So even if the temps do get up there, we generally don't really need to have air conditioning. And so my office and my room are in the attic of the house, you know, and so I'm just like right up against the roof and everything, and it's just so, so hot, and I've had such a hard time sleeping that when I generally get to sleep, I'm thinking it's really like 4 o'clock in the morning when I kind of settle into a deep sleep. So like 7 o'clock, I'm really, really sleeping, but I did toss and turn throughout the whole night, and haven't really, really slept too much just because of being uncomfortable temperature wise. Don't like waking up feeling sweaty. I don't like it, but anyway, I'm here. I'm hoping you're okay. I'm doing well despite the fact of the heat and, you know, the lack of sleep. I've got a lot of projects that I'm working on. I'm really, really excited. Taking a very strong stand and new direction in what I'm doing as a business person. And I'll go into a little bit about that this morning. But I want to first tell everyone who is aware, my godson was shot on his 18th birthday. And he's still in the hospital. And due to the circumstances of the shooting, only his mom can actually go see him. And so that's kind of been hard. But I heard from him yesterday, finally, and, you know, he said he's doing okay, and he's so very, very grateful for all the prayers, and he believes if it was not for his family and friends and prayers that he wouldn't be here. So, so I want to thank everybody who follows me online, who's been sending up prayers for my godson. I am so very, very grateful, too, because I, too, believe in the power of prayer. I got to spend a little bit of time with my grandbaby the last few days, and I enjoy her. She's just amazing, just this amazing creative soul. And now that she doesn't live with me, I think I value my time with her even more because I don't see her every day. And so I'm just kind of in awe, you know, of her. And I love seeing the pictures of all the grandmas on the social networks posting up pictures of their grandbabies and just, you know, loving them so much, because that's what they deserve from us. They really, really deserve, you know, grandmas and grandpas and uncles and aunties and moms and dads to just really, really be in their lives and to let them know that they matter. I saw a post the other day that I had to repost that says in something to the effect of, you know, that children deserve to be raised where they don't have to overcome their childhood, you know. And I thought, exactly. You know, too many kids are being raised with issues. And I was trying to tell my youngest daughter, you know, that there is never a point where, you know, that we as parents get it right. There's never a point where a family is perfect. You know, looking in from the outside, you know, my family that I came up in was perfect. And I can't really complain too much. But, of course, there were things that were lacking, you know, that didn't exist, you know, in my family, you know. But I was blessed to have other elders to turn to, you know, in a way that, you know, my parents may have lacked in what I needed from them or what I felt I needed from them, you know, and the fact that, you know, I am not close to my brothers. I have not been close to my brothers for many, many years, you know. To have three kids being raised by the same parents and for us to turn out so very, very different is just kind of odd, you know. And so I just really, you know, I really want us as adults to really think about the children in our world, no matter what role you play for them, you know, in what capacity they've come into your life. Really, really think about what they see from you and what they experience from you. I talk about it a lot when it comes to artists, because art is a very, very powerful tool. You know, my family has been going through some crisis, you know, the last few months, and just really, you know, it's checking a tool between us as a family. It's not been easy. You know, then my godson being shot, you know, and you know, just different things, and how do you stay sane through it all? I'm just really grateful that I believe in a higher power. I believe in God. And so I have always, you know, used, you know, prayer and meditation to help me just get through life, period. But on top of that, I had started to implement listening to motivational videos, whether it is Joel Osteen's sermons, to T.J. Jakes, to, you know, Tyrese Gibson's in-your-face videos, to, you know, some Oprah, Les Brown, you know, Tyler Perry. There's some great motivational videos out there. And I listen to those actually several times a day, because I need to be fueled. I need to, you know, in a sense, own what holds me back, but know that I can get past it. I need to believe in myself, and I need to not be scared. And I do think that at times, you know, I've been fearful of failure, you know, of stepping out and putting myself in a position. Maybe that's uncomfortable or that I don't know. And over the last few years, I've been able to kind of muster up the power within to just walk through some doors as they open up, even if I didn't really know what was going to take place on the other side. And I'm really glad that I'm maturing into that type of attitude. And I really want to impress that upon you too. Be as ready as possible, you know, for when those doors open up, to walk through them and not be scared. And just know that if nothing else, you may have the capability of learning what you don't know. Because so many of us are really good at that. You know, when we have a good teacher, when we have that mind that can absorb information, we're good at learning even if we don't know something. And I think that we need to really start believing in ourselves. I think that's something that is very, very important, is to just simply believe in ourselves. So, anyway, welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. And I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that I woke up. Trust and believe, you do not want to see what I look like right at the moment, because it's just not a pretty sight. It's not a pretty sight. But I want to jump into some more music. I think I want to take in a hip-hop direction, okay? This young man is one of the first young men that I met here in Seattle, Washington. I used to work really closely with him. He would come by my house for meetings. And one of the things I think I really, really love about him is that he can freestyle. You give him a topic, he can just go right then and there and just sound absolutely amazing. His name is Yidim Sek, and I'm going to play his piece called Man Down.
We heard in his voice announcing officially that Nelson Mandela has died at the age of 95. He said that he had passed away peacefully in the company of his family at 2050. That's local time in South Africa, about an hour ahead of us. Indeed, there'd be much activity outside the family home in Houghton.
Fellow South Africans, our beloved Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela, the founding president of our democratic nation, has departed.
Dealing here with a South African icon, just into CNN from the Mandela.
He passed on peacefully.
It's been an honor to have witnessed your pure charisma. In the power of your words, your wisdom moved the building. With the power of your words, your wisdom moved the children. Now I'm out to do like you and build a higher ceiling. Truth and reconciliation, that was quite revealing. But the concept of peace to you was more appealing. As the story's building and your morals building, you spoke out against the torture and the horror killing. God martyred and marred with the loss prevention. He did that time like the wine that you pour in vintage. 27 years seeming like a run-out sentence from a moving speech that he had yet not written. As the clock ticking and the plot thickened, he had a dream similar to kings not tripping. Once the odds even, must go on living. Now his dream is not a dream, it's what we all living. With one man in the cleansing of hands, it's time we had a chance to advance. No handcuffs, then two fingers quickly spread them apart. If this is really what you feel in your heart, put your hands up. Along with others who had similar sounds and their message about putting it down, man stand up. He was heard all throughout my town. Now it's looking like we won. Man down, Mandela. His dream became my reality through the sacrifice of so many casualties. From with the gold, there was something about his alchemy. Army for peace, and I was down to join his cavalry. Throw your guns into the ocean, now he's challenging. To those oppressive forces, show me you ain't cowardly. Whatever bit of freedom left is what we salvaging. A lot of pride inside, grandpa would be proud of me. Adopting his philosophy, refused to be a mockery. Highly influential, so they put him under lock and key. Regardless what you say, all across the world scream apartheid, boombayé. Broadcast, now you see it on the big screen. South half, being liberated, big thing. I have to say he will be truly missed. My heart melted when that news clip hit. Damn. With one man in the cleansing of hands, it's time we had a chance to advance. No handcuffs, then two fingers quickly spread them apart. If this is really what you feel in your heart, put your hands up. Along with others who had similar sounds and their message about putting it down, man stand up. He was heard all throughout my town. Now it's looking like we won, man down. Mandela.
Human beings have a tremendous capacity to be reasoned, to be compassionate, even in the most extreme situation.
Try to achieve our objects by peaceful means.
When by ending the system of domination, humanity will have ensured that never again shall the scourge of racial tyranny raise its ugly head.
With one man in the cleansing of hands, it's time we had a chance to advance. No handcuffs, then two fingers quickly spread them apart. If this is really what you feel in your heart, put your hands up. Along with others who had similar sounds and they message about putting it down, man stand up. He was heard all throughout my town, now it's looking like we won, man damn, Mandela.
All right, that was Yidim Sek with his piece, Man Down, Mandela. I did forget to tell you who I opened up the show with, so I need to do that. I know from time to time I forget, and I always tag the artists, you know, on Facebook, because I post out, it goes to Twitter, and then it goes to my Facebook so that, you know, artists know when they're being played. But I started out today's show with Second Nature with their new piece, Fly Away, featuring Elle, going into Mel Alston Jr. with Purple, and then Miss Ida Devine with IG My Shoe Game. She is down in California right now, all the way from New York, and been doing some shows down in Cali, and really, really exciting. Tomorrow she's going to be opening up for Anthony David in Sacramento, and then she did a show the other day. I'm not going to say the name of the place because I'm just totally going to say it wrong, because I know I want to call it Sangria or something like that, but I was sent some videos by her manager, and just looked like a great, great place. So big ups to my girl, Miss Ida Devine, and I hope to be getting her up here to Seattle, you know, here before the year is out. So that's a project that I'm working on. So again, I jumped into Yidim Sek. I wanted to play a little bit of hip-hop, and Yidim is getting ready to be out on tour, going up into Canada and with some amazing talents, you know, in the hip-hop game. And so big ups to him. Also sending prayers for safe travels and all that great stuff. And I love seeing artists that are just stepping out on faith, you know, going into a situation that's unknown and coming out with stories of great, great, great experiences. This weekend is going to be really, really exciting. I'm looking forward to just kind of seeing how this whole event is going to play out. It's taking place at the Renton Convention Center. It is called A Jazzy Touch of Laughter, put on by Gumbo Pot Entertainment. And it's a combination of comedians and artists. Mamouna Yosef is coming out from the East Coast. I've seen her perform online live at Soul Factory Presents at the Drome in New York, and so it's just exciting to know she's coming out here. There's some comedians that I do not know. My Family, JC Cage and Felicia Loud out of Black Stacks is going to be performing, and Clientele is going to be performing and doing backup for the artists, and there's going to be food. You know, there'll be tables and chairs that you can sit down at. So if you do want to order your tickets online, you can go to Brown Paper Bag, look up A Jazzy Touch of Laughter. There are tickets still available to get your seats and to get a meal. They also are going to be having vegan meals, so I do want to let you know that, because several vegetarian vegans have reached out and asked about that, which I'm glad, and we're kind of known for, you know, that alternative lifestyle up here in the Pacific Northwest, and so I'm glad that the chef is going to be accommodating that. And this great, great event is also a benefit show for an amazing organization called Dignity for Divas, and they're going to also have a table, so you can find out more information about them. They'll be collecting toiletries, so if you by chance are going to come to the show, You know, think about bringing, you know, a few toiletries to put in, you know, to their bin that where they'll be collecting, because they put together care packages, you know, to give out to homeless women and to help support them with, you know, their needs like that. And so it's going to be a great time. The weather's been beautiful, so I believe it's going to be, you know, up there, you know, in the high temps in a sense. But the way that this particular venue is set up, I think is going to be amazing. So I hope to see you there. I want to play a piece by my family, Black Stacks, as I was speaking about. This piece, you know, honestly was created in 2009. I was the first to break it here on the radio, but it is a piece that I knew was going to turn into a classic back then. It has been used time and time again across the United States as theme, you know, song. It is a song that has crossed racial barriers, economic, you know, boundaries. It has been embraced and appreciated by people all over the world of all walks of life. And so I'm going to play I Love My Life by Black Stacks.
I hope he never feels how that felt, but he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. Ooh.
Yeah, man. It's raining outside. Just looking out the window, man. Saying, see the whole city. What if the world were one color? What kind of world would it be? Everybody the same color, Stevie Wonder would see. What if Abraham Lincoln never freed the slaves? What if weed was legal? I had trees for days. What if Lil Wayne cup was filled with Kool-Aid? LL was a nerd, he wasn't really Cool J. What if the NRA changed all the gun laws? And no one could buy guns out the gun store. What if I Kevin Hart was like 6 feet tall? It probably wouldn't be funny at all. Everybody rocking gold cause it's Trinidad James. But what if this you had on fake gold chains? What if the black man could swim and the white man could jump? What if the Reeboks never made the pump? What if Kobe and Shaq never had beef? Cause probably had 10 rings apiece. What if O.J. Simpson would've fit that glove? What if Whitney Houston would've never did drugs? What if Sean Poe would never shot the gun in the club? What if the homie Eazy-E would've wore that glove? What if the Crips wore red, the Bloods wore blue? What if Dr. Martin Luther King dreams came true? What if Chris and Rihanna never had that fight? Shooter never checked his phone, it would've been a good night. It's what if.
Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk. Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk.
Yeah, man. Just chilling in the crib, you know. Got the Ciroc on the rocks. Look like the sun coming out, man. Yeah. Would it be a mess? Never got knocked by the feds. What if Black Just never got shot in the leg? What if LeBron played Jordan in his prime? Both is probably be dunking from the free line. But there was no more coke in Washington Heights. What if Django was directed by Spike? What if Trayvon was a white kid with a hoodie on? Rest in peace to all niggas in the hood that's gone. What if Dougie Fresh never met Slick at the party? Then hip-hop wouldn't have had no la-di-da-di. What if they stopped making those Air Force Ones? I be all up, I love my Air Force Sons. What if Trigger stopped itching? No more killing in the hood. What if you stop snitching? What if Kendrick Lamar never kicked that verse? Would the hip-hop game be better or worse? It's what if.
Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk. Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk.
Get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world. I'll be whatever you need me to be so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me for who I am.
You picked my battered soul from day one, my resurrection. Used to feel completely empty until that you mentioned hope, birth, but in the way. Even on that first day, my heart will forever stay. So wax, you lift the wick, it melted. Every moment, always knew that you were my selection. I spit hard, hard, and jargon in every direction. What was good was gone, cuts turned into infection. Days pass, not a second, you're not in my mind. You say you love me for the wrong reasons, but why? Let me prove to you that I am not a waste of time. But you respected me, and I'm thankful for that. Feeling like if I showed you my love, that you wouldn't slip through the cracks. Don't wanna know what the Great Depression was to turn your back. Wish I would've worked harder to make a better impression. Yes, I learned my lesson.
Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? I will be whatever you need me to be so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? Hey,
better half, lover friend, my center act. You stole the whole show the first time you kissed me back. I realized that I have been a selfish fool. Please remember why we got the same tattoo. Mine etched on my wrist, it's all respect. All the days were always meaningful, ever to me. So please give me a chance to pay this debt back and prove to you I'll do what it takes to put us on the right track.
Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? I will be whatever you need me to be so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me for who I am again.
Don't leave me out here in the cold. Don't leave me lost and all alone. Don't leave me broken with nowhere to go. Feeling like I got nowhere to go. Don't leave me out here in the cold. Don't leave me lost and all alone. Don't leave me broken with nowhere to go. Feeling like I got nowhere to go. Gasoline, so I can light fire to our world. I'll be whatever you need me to be, so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline, so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me for who I am.
Can I get a little more gasoline, so I can light fire?
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where I join you every Wednesday. That is, if I can wake up. And most Wednesdays I do wake up. It's kind of like my way of just, you know, being able to hit all the time zones here in the United States where it's still morning time, because it's early out here in Seattle. I have to get up about 6-something to be able to do this show. And you know, be able to say good morning to you. That's one of the things that I miss about my actual coffee shop, is being able to say good morning to people and be able to wish them a good day. So this show, I don't talk as much about, you know, the music industry and the entertainment industry and the arts community as I do like on Flava Coffee House. I do bring it up from time to time, but I definitely continue my support of independent artists and underground artists here on this show, as I do all of my shows. So in this last set, I played My Family, Black Stax, with I Love My Life, going into De La Shaw out there on the East Coast with Love Will Lead Us, and then Fredro Starr, one of my favorite tracks by Fredro Starr, called What If, and it's the second edition of that particular song. And what I like about it is, you know, when you think about it, like, what if something didn't exist? What if somebody didn't do something or whatever, you know? And I think that that's a great way of, like, kind of looking at things. You know, what if it wasn't done this way? What if this person wasn't in your life? Whatever it is. You know, really, really think about that. And then I closed out with J.C. Flow, one of the special artists out here in the Pacific Northwest. He's somebody I love, I respect, I love his family. And this piece is called Fire to Our World, featuring my grandson's daddy, Shea Black, who's an amazing producer and songwriter and singer himself. And so one of the great things about being who I am and what I do is being able to support artists from here in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington, where I am, to family members who are in the industry, you know, to artists across the United States and even around the globe. I'm really, really blessed. Never knew that, you know, doing radio would bring so much joy into my world. I love doing it. I've been doing it since 2009. And I've got a really huge following. Didn't see it coming, didn't know it was going to happen, didn't know I would still be doing radio. But if you followed me back in, say, 2009, I was actually brought into radio by a dear friend and colleague out in Baltimore. His name is Dwayne Alston, and he is the CEO and radio show host of Soul City Radio out of Baltimore. And he kind of brought me in on board. He wanted me to, become a host back then. This is how many years this has been kind of been put on hold. And he reached out to me again about, potentially doing a show on Soul City Radio out of Baltimore. And so I am going to work through that. I'm going to figure out and learn how to do it, get the equipment that I need. So I'm really excited. I am going to join him over on Soul City Radio, along with continuing to do the shows here on Blog Talk Radio on F. Marlix Radio. So I want to talk about what I'm doing now. And this is kind of just like being able to identify, where you are in your life, what you know, what skills you have, where you can go with it. I preach a lot about perfecting your craft. I preach a lot about being ready, having your artist package together, being polished. And I can say that with any industry. Have your resumes, polished. Have your cover letters ready. Be able to write proposals, in a sense. Be ready to walk through those doors when the opportunity, arises. I think that's one of the things that we do many times in our life, is that we don't even know when an opportunity is right in front of us, or we're scared and we don't take that chance and just walk through that door and see what the outcome might be. I work with artists in a variety of ways, in different capacities, behind the scenes. And, some of them out in public, that I'm closely connected to them and have worked with them for many years. And then there are other artists that I work on with projects behind the scenes. Well, one of the things that I, have gotten involved in is really kind of helping some artists develop their artist package. When I was with Spectra, I got 3 artists signed, and there are other people in the industry that I do screenings for, because they don't want to go through all the screening process. So kind of I'm the middleman with it. It comes to distribution, marketing, and promotion companies, indie record labels. There's a variety of people that I'm connected to, and so I have relationships where I do screenings for those people in the industry and, try to find a good fit, for artists. And so I decided, I do these things behind the scenes. I do make money from it. Why not go ahead and go public with an actual business? And so I'm working through that, but I do have a website up that's called F. Marlix Consulting. That's the website. So F. Marlix, just like the radio station, consulting.com. It is Flava Marlix, artist consulting and referral service. And so go check out, my site. It's brand new. It's getting a lot of hits already, though, so I appreciate that. But it's just, showing you how I've grown and what I can do for you. I'm partnered up with JC Cage from Black Stacks because he brings some amazing skills to the plate. He is part of my core. I partnered up with Mark Van Claggett, who is my business partner when it comes to Marlix Records, our independent record label, to Flava Marlix Radio, to, Flava Marlix Consulting now. And then there are other people that we work with, too, that provide services and skills when it comes to the business, and so we've got definitely subcontractors we can refer you out to or bring on board to work on a project with us. It's really exciting, and this is in a sense in me stepping out on faith and all of us stepping out on faith, because my son said to me one day, "Do you realize who you are and what you're connected to?" He's like, do you really, really realize that? And when the last time that Mark was here in Seattle, Michael said to him, you know, we really need to do something with the record label. Because Mark's had the label since about 2000. And, of course, right now, you know, this is the label that we produce his music, you know, from. But we could definitely do so much more with the label. And guess what? I'm trying my hand at actually writing music. It's kind of crazy. I heard something, you know, I'm lucky because I get to hear music as it's being created. And I heard some music he was working on. And I thought, ah, I know this. I said, this is the name that it should be called. And anyway, I tried my hand, and I'm trying my hand at writing words. I will let you know if it ever makes it, you know, onto a song and if it's ever actually published and put out publicly. But that's something I've never done. So that was kind of exciting, and I kind of felt like a little kid when I kind of got into that process. But this is me stepping out on faith, you know, and there are a lot of people reaching out to me right now since I've been back from Vegas. And so, you know, it's just saying, you know what, I am a business person, and I do it, and I've been doing it for many, many years. But what can I do to take it to the next level? Just as the people in my world that I support is always striving to take things to the next level. Well, now we've gone public with F. Marlix Consulting. So check us out. Check us out. Wow, the show is almost over. I made it. You made it, right? It's beautiful here in Seattle. It's going to be another hot one, but it's beautiful. And I appreciate being able to look out at the blue skies because sunshine makes you smile, even if it makes you hot and sweaty. It makes you smile, right? So go out and enjoy this particular day. Really, really enjoy it. Go out with a positive attitude. Go out appreciating the blessings of waking up this morning, taking that first breath, and being able to have the control of how this day goes. I heard Tyrese say in one of the videos I watched yesterday, you know, value even your job, even if you don't like it. Value it because it is providing you the means to survive in the world. And I think that's something that we fail to really recognize. Sometimes we go through situations that are not perfect in our world, right? But they bring a value to our world, or we would not be involved in it, right? Hopefully. So I do think that you can change your attitude when you approach a day. I do think that you can change your attitude in how you approach your job, you know, and maybe you could even turn a situation around in your workplace just by you changing your attitude. Really, really think about that. But as you start this day, and before you step out the door, look in the mirror and know that that person who's looking back at you is an amazing, talented, wonderful, you know, blessing to this world. You know, that person loves you, that person trusts you, that person embraces who you are, and embrace that person back, right? Go out and share a smile with somebody today, especially somebody who you don't know, because that simple, simple act of kindness can go so very, very far for anybody who just really, really kind of needs that touch of a genuine smile. So I'm so glad that I did this show today. I'm so glad that you joined me. And I'm going to close out today's show with a brand new piece by Stephen Jerome Ferguson called The Way You Move off of his Ambiance CD. Have a great, great day.
Thank you.